It's time to take you on the road to 2023. Good morning and welcome to our flagship program on the 2023 general elections coverage. It happens every Saturday at 8 a.m. We bring updates on the elections from the candidates to voting and other related issues. The Road to 2023 is produced by Chioma Ezewafo. Today we're having conversations around the one thing that people talk about when they have conversations about River State and Port Harcourt. If you ask a person, what do you know about River State? They'll tell you possibly about oil money, as those that are not here, and they'll very likely tell you about the political landscape. But people that live in rivers, what exactly does the politics of rivers mean to them? How does it translate? And what's the difference in the perception, the reality of those who are here and the perception of those who are not? My guest this morning is the convener of Unity House Foundation, Kingsley Wenenda Wally. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. To have conversations around the politics and party politics, of course, with focus on a few things happening in the APC. Now, Mr. Wally, I have my personal experience. I wasn't born here. But at some point, I came here. And when I did, I was told a few things. It's like someone who goes to Lagos for the first time, they say, oh, be wary of this, be careful of this. And politics was one of the, you know, the things that I was warned about. To be careful of that, to be observant of that. And I came here and saw that it's wild beyond what I was told. How would you describe, in relation, with the politics of other different parts of Nigeria, how would you describe River State politics?
To a large extent, I don't think any rational person residing and doing business here, whether you're a reverse man or not, would deny the reality that it's too much politics in the life of the average reverse person, especially those residing within the metropolis. What we have noticed is that over the years, or in the recent years, the politics has become very toxic, and the bile that's in our politics has trickled down to even our social life as a people. So what you see most times is, if you are in PDP, you will have problems relating with an APC member for fear that somebody's going to report to some other person that, oh, this man is relating with APC people, vice versa. It's not just the PDP thing. It's not just the APC thing. It's just that maybe we can say that since 1999, that has been the order of our politics. Before now, this wasn't the reverse person. This wasn't River State. I said somewhere some time ago, I started following politics since 1978. And in around about 81 or 82, Chief Sisi Muche became the chairman of Nigerian People's Party. And he was doing his company, Cliffco, was doing business with the MPN government. He did his job. He was paid. So it wasn't a crime that he was a member of an opposition party. That is not likely to happen today. Because even if the PDP government decides to give an APC member a job, if you're a business person, what will happen is that he has betrayed, he has sold out. If roles were reversed, it would basically be the same thing. So in a nutshell, there's too much bile in our politics, and it's affecting the way we function.
Would you say it's a vindictive situation, or just a case of interest? For example, if I have my person who can do a particular job, say family member, brother, let's even move away from politics, so you just know someone, a friend can offer this service, and there's another person who's a contractor who can also offer the service, by virtue of relationship, networking, you know, I would naturally give the person I know if he can deliver. So don't you think it's a question of interest, really, not really ruling some people out?
No, there's nowhere that interest does not play a role in politics. even in business. You know, you now look at all the variables and take what's most convenient for you and what you think is in your best interest. The point I'm trying to make, maybe let me say I'm struggling to make, is that our politics since 1999 has become too combative. And almost everybody who's a politician in River State is guilty. It's not a new tendency. It was something that we noticed since 1999. And until we come to the reality of what that is doing to us as a people, it will interest you to know that even if a radio station decides to have an unbiased program, interview somebody to the best of professional competence, that station will be labeled.
Yeah, well.
So it's not just about doing business.
Welcome to Nigeria Info.
So if you go to the extent that I might not even want to send myself, my children to a school that is run by a PDP member or the other way around too. So I don't know where this came from. If you were told that coming to Port Harcourt, you need to be careful and watch out for our politics. 20 years ago, if you are coming to Port Harcourt, you'll be told, go, have fun. We were the fun city of Africa. Forget what anybody tells you. I spent my life around this country. I went to Kwara State in 1975, a secondary school student. I left there 7 years after my O and A levels. So I know Nigeria a bit. Suddenly, that fun city, that happy garden city, has become a killing field or hatred city. That's what. Is it possible that we're going to get out of this? Why not? But unfortunately, what has happened is that almost everybody in River State is in politics. Commerce is dead, so everybody is in politics. So we're being protective of our alimentary benefits.
Okay, it also seems like the politics here is about the personalities. If I occupy a position, so my name is bigger than the system or governance itself, as against understanding what it really should be. I feel like there's even need to even define what political parties stand for. Because based on practice, now it's about certain figures. When you mention a party, you very likely connect the existence and everything about the party to a name. And this is with the APC, with the PDP, which are the biggest parties in this part, and really with most parties. How do you think we got to this point where...
Yeah, from 1999, River State has been its case of the institutionalization of a strong presence. Our politics has evolved around individuals. At every space, what you find is there's one central person who's a totem, and that's the person everybody is playing his politics around. You need to impress him. You need to do things the way he wants things done. The moment you even try to say, look, sorry, I think you should shave your beard because you look better, you're seen as somebody who is not loyal. Even if the person has always seen you as a great person, a great guy, somebody who shoots straight from the hip, and that's the way he sees you and go. The moment you keep at this trying to tell him, I don't think this will pan out well with society. There are people who want to occupy your space, you go and tell, what is it? It's because he doesn't have beards. That's why he's asking you to shave your beards. Now, that's not sounding personal. And I hope you're not taking it personally.
I hope so. But I get the point. I completely understand.
So to a large extent, it's not a new phenomenon. It's something that's been there since 1999.
So let's give life to this characters. So let's put names there. Let's look at the APC, a party that, of course, you are affiliated with. If you have APC conversations in River State, you're going to mention Amaechi and Magnus Abbey. Those names will come up. You talk about...
Why are you not mentioning my name?
Well, you're here. I don't have to mention your name. I'm talking to you. So, APC was not on the ballot in 2019, and so many other instances where you say, oh, things would have worked better if an Amaechi, an Abe, relationship, or however you want to describe it, had worked better? First of all, you have a relationship with both. And this has happened for as long as possible. Was there any role that you played or could have played in maybe reaching out, reconciling, you know, understanding what it is, and people you know on a personal term?
I'm sure that's in the public space. It's in the public space that personally I've done what I think that's within my ability to do. I've privately spoken with every individual that's involved. I've publicly spoken with them. I have made public appeals too. So, like you rightly mentioned, I don't know who gave you that expo. Senator Magnus Abe was my roommate in school. Rotimi Amaechi is my friend, my brother. So, and these are people I have rolled with. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. Like, I always tell people, some of us are the biggest victims of this spat between the major political gladiators in River State. And if you had a personal conversation with them, I'm sure they will tell you that Kingsley Wiley had several times tried to encourage them to walk the path of reconciliation. But you see, there's an institutionalization too of gossip. People don't encourage the people who are quarreling to settle. Rather, everybody is trying to look at, what am I going to benefit from this crisis if it continues? What am I going to lose if this crisis ends? There is something I say, my friends know that, it's been a battle of who's going to sit in the front seat with the major actor. But incidentally, the two of them like driving. Chibike Rotimi Amaechi likes to drive his car. Magnus too likes to drive. So if you sit in the front car with him, the optics that gets out there is that you're very close to him. So if you're moved from the front seat, it simply means that your influence has reduced. So those who want to occupy the first seat, these are very nice people, ordinarily. I know them. I can speak authoritatively about both of them. Senator Magnus Abe is somebody who never runs away from a debate. Never, ever. Chibike Rotimi Amaechi would never run away from a debate. Never. Their history from high school and all that would tell you all of this. So you say, you probably ask, why is it that these two people who like to debate? Because if you're somebody who's naturally disposed to having conversations, it simply means you're going to go for, when somebody tells them that is rational, that's, if you like, call it superior, but you will concede. But the problem is there are people who keep encouraging this fight, what generally they call the crisis entrepreneurs.
All right, we'll take a break shortly. And of course, you get to be a part of the conversation. We're talking politics the river's way. And I've been speaking with Mr. Kingsley Wenandawali, talking about what he knows, what he has seen, what has become of our politics, and how it can be better. The biggest story out of River's politics, and indeed the APC, is the, what some will call resignation, others would say stepping down, of Senator Magnus Abe from the APC. As an observer, a personal friend, a follower, and a person who's involved in different ways with our politics, is this good news for the APC, considering what the Amaechi Abe situation has done to the party? Is Abe stepping down good news?
It depends on the way you look at it. But from a much more rational point of view, I think it's a great move by Senator Magnus Abe so that he can have his space and ventilate his political ambition. At the same time, it gives the APC the opportunity to focus and not be looking back.
Okay.
Where are we going to court next?
That just gives me more ideas. So, was a reconciliation impossible? If an Abe stepping down did not happen, could there not have been any other way to fix this problem while both personalities were key members of the party?
Have you watched Godfather before?
Yes, I have.
Ever heard of, your father did business with him, your father liked him, but your father never trusted him?
I understand the concept.
And this other side of it is that if history has taught us anything, is that nothing is impossible.
Mm.
Some things are just difficult. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it gives me an idea of where you're going. but I've not gotten there yet. We'll take a break after that, of course. We continue. We're talking politics, the Rivers Way. Please stay with us.
Track the politics.
Listen to the candidates.
Keep tabs on their campaign promises.
Follow the views of those who agree.
And the reviews of those who don't.
Understand the outcomes.
On Road 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info. You are on Road to 2023.
Welcome back. It still is Road to 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu, and we're talking politics the Rivers Way. My guest still is Mr. Kingsley Wenandawale. You're welcome once again, sir.
Now, good day.
All right. It's time for you to be a part of the conversation. There are many more questions for him, but we'd like to hear your contributions, questions, or complaints connected to our version of politics. The numbers to call 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. And of course 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp is 0809-03-06-416. Please turn off your radio as you call us. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Sam. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is my leader, by Takima. Good morning, sir.
Welcome. Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir, I have an interest in what you said concerning when you speak the truth and people around you or either close to the leader begin to see you as somebody who wants to either defect. My concern is on this primarily. Sir, the leader in question, sir, knows who is who in the party, and as such, knows those who wants to be destructive in nature. Why is it that the leader will want what the front sitter says to stand instead of wanting to deeply resolve issues that affect the party? I want to really know why, since he knows who is who in the party and close to him. Thank you, sir.
All right. You care to respond?
Yeah. I think it's a very fairly straightforward question that demands straightforward answer to. The point is that Chibike Rotimi Amaechi is not superhuman. He's human. And like all human activities, people come with different faces. You never get to know what they're up to until something happens, which is why they say, until you give a man power and money, you will never truly know who the person is. He's not faultless. He's not somebody who has no fault. But again, he's having to deal with a lot of people, a lot of tendencies and characters. So sometimes, like I say, his biggest weakness is that he trusts too much.
Trusts too much?
Too much, yes. Whether you'll accept that or not, that's a different thing. He trusts too much. So, Rotimi sees you, he throws himself at you, and then some people who are smart take full advantage of that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what. So it's not like, I mean, who want to lead an organization and want the organization to self-destruct? What is happening is that people who have been trusted with certain responsibilities saw it at their own time. And I'm not here to say that Rotimi is an angel. No, that's not why I'm here to discuss River State. But like he asked, why is he not knowing these people? How do you know people, really? Like they say, the heart of man is... My Bible is not very strong, so but let me paraphrase it. The heart of man is infinitely wicked.
Okay. There's wicked there. That's my point.
But that's what's important. Deceit.
That's a punchline.
Deceit is the operating phrase.
Okay, over to WhatsApp. Good morning, Sam. And Maoga, Dr. Gift Wallo says, the first real problem of politics in this part of the world is lack of clear purpose or vision. All other issues, such as a one-man show, over-personalization, violence, and bad leadership, have their roots in this first problem. Thank you, Dr. Wallo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is G.I.S. The Gist.
Okay.
And I'm calling you from SAS Road.
Go ahead.
Yeah, mine is just to make a plea to your guest there. By the grace of God, I've been an ardent supporter of APC, and not just APC. So there's some of us who have made up our mind, even if our patron is going to retire from the politics, we are going to retire from, even if as young as I am, because we know where he has led us, and we believe that where he has led us is where we, some of us, are supposed to be. My plea is this. Please, for some time now, some of us have not been hearing from some of the leaders that have been ardent and followers of our own patron. We are begging, let them make this happen always. Always speak to some of us and some persons who may not have that strong heart that we always want to hear from them, for their heart to also be strong. So what I want to make a passionate plea, let this always come on air, online. Anyhow, any platform that they can be talking to some of these leaders that are down here to also talk to us. Talk to some persons that don't listen to radio also, so that their heart and mind will still be together with APC. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, thank you very much. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Timo. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Please, I just want to advise our brother there. They should just go home and talk to CRA, Dean Amechi. Amechi is not behaving like a leader. He's not the owner of the party. All the leaders, they are leaving the party because of one man. Let him try and work on himself. And know where the problem is coming from. This protest will not win any election. This 2023, APC is not going to win. Let him work on himself as a leader. He's not a leader. They should try and talk to him and advise him. Why is everybody leaving the party for him?
Okay.
Because of his stubbornness.
Hi, thank you very much. Work on himself, she says. Good morning. Call back if you can. We're still taking your thoughts. Good morning, Honorable Wally. This comment reads on WhatsApp. Why are all the leaders of APC working with Amechi, leaving the party? What is the problem? And people should advise. It's Chinwe Wankwo. I have a feeling Chinwe is the same person who just called. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah. My name is Alex Egubezwa. I'm calling from Canada Cargo.
Go ahead, Alex.
I want to greet your guest in the studio. The Godfather, good morning.
I greet you.
Hello. What I want to say is that the politics of River State has been very toxic over the years. And we need people that will always come up to speak to douse the tension in River State. But however, in this case, I would like to comment Abdul Sabe, because some time ago, I remember he called his supporters. I also talk with them that they should imbibe the culture of politics without bitterness. And that's why you see even the supporters of Manuel Sabi, they are able to mingle with people from other political parties. And the APC that they belong to label them that they are playing anti-politics. You understand? And then he also called the social media supporters to a meeting some time ago and advised them that they should, whatever that they're writing should not be. Hello?
We're listening.
Okay. That whatever they're writing, they should not write with anger and hate. So, what was happening has been a crusader of politics, republicanism in Rivers. These are the two policies that we need in Rivers. So we need to, as Rivers people, we need to tone down on the bitterness and the hate and the acrimony that is in our politics today so that we can go forward and move forward. Thank you, Godfather, for what you're doing. Continue. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Mr. Wally, before we move to our next phase of questions, would you like to respond to anything anybody has said?
Well, what I just want to say, it's okay to blame people. And I always feel that every human being has the right to speak according to his experience. But what I always advise at the same time is this. The language of conversation should not be as bad as what you're condemning. When you start by basically insulting somebody you want to correct, he builds a wall between you and what you're saying. I'm a member of Unity House Foundation, and most of the members of Unity House Foundation don't fall within my age bracket. What I've tried to do is to tell them that you can disagree with somebody without being necessarily disagreeable. The point is that if I have issues that you need to correct me on, the way you come to me will determine whether I'm going to listen to you or not. If I come to you and I say, Sam, you're too black. You understand?
Mm.
That prepares or like it builds a wall between you and whatever that person wants to say at the end of the day. He started by condemning you.
Become defensive immediately.
Immediately, that's the word.
Yeah.
So the point is, if somebody is not doing something right, according to you, try and have a conversation with the person and see what his own side of the story is. That might help.
Mm.
And like I said, we have all seen them falling short of the glory of God as far as politics in River State is concerned. Now, it's okay to say people are leaving APC. Yeah, the reason why people are leaving APC is because they want to play politics. Why are they in politics? Some people are in politics to change the community, to change the way things are done. Some people are in politics because they want to be in power.
To gain relevance.
To gain relevance. So who am I to judge anybody that wants to leave? But there's something people are saying that I do not think is very correct. We should correct it quickly. Every politician is important. I will never celebrate the exit of anybody from APC. But at the same time, I think we are looking at it from some angle. Like I said, any one person that's left is a minus. You need everybody to win elections. Democracy is about numbers. But let's not look at it from the point that there's fire on the mountain. There's no fire on the mountain. Four people have left APC, as far as I'm concerned, who have walked the road to Memechi.
Okay.
That's not enough to say there's a gale of defections.
This captions help sell the narrative.
I believe so.
Yeah, it's good for...
Yeah.
For traffic. Let's talk about the role of Unity House.
Yes.
I came across an interview you granted where Tonya Cole Was My Idea was the caption.
Yeah.
Also helping to make me read. And in that conversation, you said you were having, was it breakfast with members of Unity House?
Yeah.
And show us a man, give us a person. Tonya Cole's name came up. And I want to take a statement. Tell us the person so we can market that person. And that's where I'm going. Politics is local, they say. There's a certain popularity that should come with a candidate. If I'm going to run for anything, at least people should know me. You know, at the grassroots level, there should be a person or two who, when my name is mentioned, say, oh, okay, is this person's son? That line, show us so we can market. What I got from that is, this person is not popular. This person needs marketing. So, for a Tonya Cole's name that came up, and the step two was, let us market Tonya Cole. Was Tonya Cole ever popular?
Now, let's look at it contextually.
Okay.
We were having a conversation just along the opening of this program. Yeah. We said there was too much politics in our lives as in Rivers State, and that we were tired of men of politics. We wanted somebody who had something that would say, okay, this is good enough. He has an experience. And we will never deny the fact that we need a politician. You need somebody who is a politician. But again, who is a politician? We were very careful. We just didn't go to think about, to be very clear on something. On that interview you talked about, today people have all kinds of conclusions they've come to and whatever. Anybody who has issues with time would say it was unity as well. But it's okay. We're very proud of what we did then. And that's the point that we were having a normal breakfast. And then this issue came up. And Prince Nsereme said, what if somebody like Tony Cole? He's a successful businessman. And nobody who is in this industry will not know a thing or two about politics. I said, okay. So we'll give it a serious thought. And I was mandated as a leader of Unity House to engage Tony, and I did. In fact, the first day I met with him, you know, we talked about it. He had his reservations.
Naturally.
He had his reservations because said our politics was too violent, both in rhetorics and physical. And I left him. I said, well, you can be comfortable in Rivers State and Lagos and forget where you come from. It's up to you. Someday you come back to Port Harcourt, and when you travel to Port Harcourt, I'm sure you feel comfortable with the fact that it's been destroyed. I was partisan in my conclusion then. Somehow we continued until I guess we sold Tony enough to be able to get the nod of the party leadership. So talking about popularity, Rotimi Amaechi always say this. Okay, the man is not popular. Not just Tony, I was talking about Tony. The candidate is not popular. He's smart. He has capacity. Why don't you all use your popularity and make sure he wins? Someone who was doing anywhere more popular than Ambode. Fashola was doing any more popular than all the people that ran with him. I mean, let's fool like Koro. I mean, sorry, Obani Koro. And the rest of them, Jimmy Agbaje, the rest of them. He was not anywhere in terms of popularity. It was just a common staff of Tinubu. But we deny the fact that Fashola did a good job as governor of Lagos State. The point, Sam, is that there's too much politics in our life here.
I agree,
if you go to Lagos, you will not hear anybody talk about APC. People are going about their lives until election time. From the first day the governor is sworn in till the next election, till the day he's sworn in, every day you open the papers, you go radio station, TV, it's APC, PDP. And the youth are not helping matters.
Now, Mr. Wale, the reason why the answer to this question is important for me is...
I don't know if I answered your question.
Yes, you have attempted.
No, if there's any part that you think that I don't like skating around issues, I hit it if you tell me what...
The follow-up would further clear.
Okay.
So, why does a person vote? What eventually gets me to the point where I say, you know what, this is my choice? Now we're having conversations, in some cases arguments around, is it the man or the party? You know, or do people vote for the person or for the party? And when a candidate is presented, an aspirant who eventually becomes a candidate, whether it's the right or wrong choice, depending, of course, there is the question of, are people voting this person because he was sold properly? You know, the image makers, it's PR. Or because they believe in the person and they know him for themselves. If you bring someone who I don't know, you can tell me, oh, this person is good, and he may or may not be good. But I need to come to a point, there has to be a conviction. So how do you connect the marketing with what the people already know of this person? And if this marketing did not exist, could they have considered this option?
The tragedy of our time is on our community is the fact that political parties generally in this country don't have anything that binds them apart from power. They hunger for power. So ordinarily, the ideal would have been the political party and the ideology of the party. This party represents this. Let me just paint a slight picture. I know we don't have that much of time, but I'll just try and paint this. Tony Blair did not become the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom because he was popular. People were tired of the Conservative Party, and he was the person who was there at that time. Boris Johnson did not become the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom because the party was popular or that people were tired of the Labour Party. He was just somebody who knows how to win elections. The Conservative Party has had to condone, tolerate him for all of these years because he's the person that helps them win election. Where has he got in the party? What am I saying here? Let's say you have a candidate that is not very popular, but the party has something that the people can relate with, so it wouldn't matter. Moving forward, I thought that the 8 years of Chibuike Aretumi Amaechi should have been something that people will have an idea that this is the team he leads. It will run on this trajectory.
It's a direction.
Do you understand? And we felt that there was, in the contest, there was nobody at that. Not that it was nobody. Again, personally, I felt that there was a battle, a major battle between Dr. Peter Said and Senator Abiy by 2018-2019. We felt that the fight was so intense. So we needed somebody, apart from the fact that it was a neutral, we needed somebody that was friends with Senator Abiy, was friends with Dr. Peter Said, and had visibility and capacity.
Okay.
So for us, it was a win-win situation. But we underestimated the level of intensity of disagreement in the APC. So we had this issue of it was either one person or we all die.
Basically, you can have it all. So yeah. you have as much as you can get.
Precisely.
0817923-0002. 0817923-0003. Politics, the River's Way, is a conversation, it might seem, and that's exactly what has happened, that we have been fixated on APC for quite some time, but believe me, the conversation is around politics. Please turn off your radio as you call. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, go straight to the point, Emmanuel. Let's hear you.
Okay. Good morning to my leader in the studio.
Please go ahead.
Okay, please. I want to support something you said earlier, that we were still politics between 40 from 1999. And again, I want to also say that the major crisis in River State APC started because some persons thought that the only way they can make it in politics is by swelling the crisis in APC. Like you rightly say, a lot of persons thought that when Senator Abiy or some persons use the right on the technology, that they will have more influence in the life of the leader of the party in the state. Other persons also said the same thing in the side of Senator Abiy. So the crisis wouldn't have stopped if some persons in the party were swelling the crisis in the party.
Okay.
So I support him on that angle. And on the angle of the popularity of Toyeku, the issue was Toyeku, whether we like it or not, wasn't that popular. But in which the party was united, Toyeku would have been popular. But the party wasn't united to win elections in 2019. That was why Toyeku did not fly.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, very distinguished. How are you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful, Temple. You have just 30 seconds, so please.
Yes, I salute you again. Quickly, Oracle. As far as party is concerned, we cannot do without the followers and we cannot do without the leaders. And when you have a leader that is very strong headed, if I may put it out there, or high handedness leader, how do we do such a person as a follower? So that the party will not be set in disarray. That is my question. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Temple. We'll take a break. And up next, of course, we wrap up the conversation. Please stay with us.
You are on Road to 2023.
Welcome back. It is Road to 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info, Rivers, the Politics Way. my guest, Mr. Kingsley Wally. We're down to our final minute. Now, we know all the problems. We know how we got to where we are. We understand what brought us here. How do we get out of it? What's the solution, sir?
I'm going to be speaking directly to the Nigerian Rivers Youth at this point in time. And that's the fact that I think to a large extent, they've not been able to use their energy positively. They have provided themselves as tools for the transmission of this bile. Yeah, it would be nice to have the Niger Rivers Youth ask himself this question. If this type of politics continues and I patronize it, I support it, market it, what is my future going to be like? If people are doing something wrong and people are not saying, hey, stop, they'll probably think that they're in support, his person is doing the right thing.
Okay.
So I'm calling on the Rivers Youth, the young people of River State, to say no to this type of politics. Let the leaders, so-called leaders, know that they are not happy. Even if you go to elections, these leaders will not come to elections to come and rig or to come and carry ballot box. It's still you that will go there tomorrow and help to actualize this bile politics.
Okay. So
basically, I'm saying that this type of politics will not stop if we don't speak up.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Wally, for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You too.
This is As Much As Can Happen on Road to 2023. Thanks for sticking with us. Remember, it happens every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.